One of the treatment options available to treat back pain is spinal manipulation. But what is it and how does it help? Dr. John DiMaggio with Tulsa Spine and Rehab joins us to help us understand this procedure a little better. Dr. DiMaggio, let's start out with a description of what it is. What is spinal manipulation?
So many people that go see chiropractors probably have heard the word being cracked or popped or whatever. That is essentially the layman term for manipulation or adjustment, whatever you want to call it. And it's the primary tool in a chiropractic office. A lot of people will have adjunct therapies like we do with the soft tissue and the exercises. But for the most part, we're assessing the patient and their spine in terms of regions or specific segments. And we're looking for areas that are not moving or moving abnormally or causing dysfunction elsewhere. So once we find those, that's typically the spot that we're going to adjust, move, manipulate, whatever you want to call it. And we do so by applying a force to that area in a specific line of drive. So through the patient in a specific direction to try to move that bone back and get it freed up. So they have an improved range of motion. They have a decreased pain. The symptom of pain is decreased and they have a little bit better biomechanical function. So the end game, they're reducing the pain and discomfort, whatever they're coming in for.
Does the procedure hurt?
A lot of patients that, if you come in and your rib head is stuck and it's 8 out of 10 pain, adding pressure to that area is going to be uncomfortable. So, to a degree, there are some adjustments that are uncomfortable, but I wouldn't say that, patients relate that they hurt or there's pain. Typically it's, something that as long as you're upfront with the patient and you're saying, hey, listen, I know we're going to need to kind of work through this to a degree. And most people, when they're in that kind of discomfort, are, if it's going to help me, let's do it. So I think you just need to communicate with the patient, and the patient needs to kind of air any cautions or questions with you. And so you guys are on the same page. But for the most part, manipulation is going to provide relief, and a little bit of discomfort to get there is usually okay with the patient.
Is there a risk or a downside to it?
Obviously you've got to be careful of people that are not good candidates for manipulation. So those would be people with any kind of red flag. So if they've got a cancer, anything that's metastasized is going to compromise the integrity of the bone, osteoporosis, any kind of existing fracture or suspected fracture, you should not be adjusting that patient. And, just knowing your patient, taking a thorough history, figuring out, is there anything that they're reporting to me that I'm finding with my exam that would contraindicate this adjustment is the best form of treatment for that patient. So if there's something that makes me nervous, we're going to get some imaging before we do anything, or we're going to attack that with a different type of therapy, either with the exercises or things that, are safe for them and will not aggravate what's going on, but will help them at the same time.
It's something, though, that we have talked about before on these podcasts is different doctors and practitioners. There's different quality and they do things differently. And so maybe people have had a bad experience in the past with a chiropractor and with this procedure, but they may not have been doing it completely right because there is some variation, isn't there?
Yeah. And there's different styles and different techniques, and there's some adjusting techniques that use an instrument. Majority of them are hands-on. There's some that use tables that assist, like a drop table or a drop piece. There's some adjusting techniques that you don't thrust on a patient. There's some that you do, and it's high velocity, low amplitude is what we'll call it. So it's very fast, and you're not, moving the patient a lot, but you're kind of sneaking in there. So there's a lot of different styles and ways to get things done. And then I've taken 3 or 4 or 5 different adjusting type things just as the core curriculum of a chiropractic college. And, when you leave, you take, a little bit of, this works for this kind of thing, or that works for that kind of thing. So your own style ends up being this melting pot of, 5 different techniques you've learned, and you take a little of A, B, and C and kind of mix them all together and come up with your own formula. So I think that's when patients really kind of develop a relationship and the trust factor with their doctor. I like the way he does it versus, I went to a guy down the street and it was a little bit different. It wasn't bad. It just was different. And I prefer a different style. So it comes back to, communicating with the patient, hey, this is what I'm going to be doing. This is how what you should expect. If you have a question or concern, let's talk through that before we're doing anything that you're nervous about or that I should be explaining better.
If you have back pain, it's time to do something about it. Contact Tulsa Spine and Rehab and discover the treatment options available to alleviate your pain. 918-743-3737.